Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, Wada Hockey? The second round is in full swing in the NBA, and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part? It's free. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. All you gotta do is download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's games and track your results throughout the evening. Questions range from which team hits the most threes to which team scores first. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pools page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. Again, that's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. See DraftKings.com for full details. And as always, enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another absolutely fantastic episode of Wada Hockey, proudly part of the Hockey Podcast Network and brought to you by DraftKings. Make sure to head over to DraftKings app, the DraftKings app, and use promo code THPN right now. Words are difficult, but we will make it through. Boys, we're back. Got a special interview lined up for this episode. I had the privilege to sit down with the one and only Tara from the Glove Drop. She is a handful, so make sure to stay tuned for that. Boys, how are we? Jason, how was your weekend?
Dude, the weekend was awesome. Honestly, man, hung out with the kiddo. I took Friday off, took him to a splash pad out in Dallas, you know,
nice.
Doing things that, hanging out, being a dad.
Being a dad. Just dad things.
You have a blast doing that?
He did. And then he hated us after we had to leave.
Ooh, is that a tough car ride back? Yeah,
it is. It's always bad times. Yeah, he was like, ooh. And then we got stopped at Chick-fil-A and got him something to eat. He was perfect.
Yeah, turned everything around.
He's just hangry.
Yeah, he was hangry, man. He wanted them some bomb-ass chicken or waffle fries.
No, I get that. I actually respect that a lot. I get hangry pretty much daily. Patrick, how was your weekend? Good sir.
I also took Friday off.
What is this? Hold on. Okay.
we went up to Lake Texoma for a joint surprise / not surprise birthday party for a couple of our friends. And so we drove up to the lake house, like a barefoot bungalow is what it was called. It's an Airbnb. About half a mile from the lake, had an all-day lake affair out on the island in Lake Texoma Saturday. That was a lot of fun. Other than that, you know, yeah, I was chef and bartender Friday night. Got a little toasty, most of Saturday. Got a lot toasty. And then headed home Sunday. Didn't do much of anything. And now we're here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that sounds like an all.
How was your weekend, Fink?
It was a pretty low-key weekend after Friday. Friday was a little rowdy. Made it out to the Allen Americans watch party, which we'll talk about a little bit more here in a couple of minutes. But yeah, just really low-key, laid back, just kind of took it easy. Summer is upon us, so I'm doing my absolute best to stay out of the outside world because it is miserable outside. And it's miserable inside because apparently our power grid can't handle freezing weather and it can't handle heat either. So we're doing great here in Texas. Everyone's fine. How are you?
I'm sure it'll go.
Yeah. Stay calm. We got this.
Yeah, we got this. You know,
I'm sure the weather will drop down back to 78. You know, it'll only take the next 4 months for that to happen, right?
Look, man, yeah. I turned my heater up from 68 to 69. Okay. Just for shits and gigs.
Nice. Yeah, doing your part.
doing my part, man. I had to.
Yeah, you know, and I would actually say this is prime time to be at the golf course. If it were in my backyard and I could contain some of the cool air, Patrick, I almost feel like we have friends that can do that for us.
That is a great point. We do have friends that can do that. And you know, the best time to be out of the sun is when the sun is not out. And you can do that with The Range. The Range is our buddies that have a mobile golf simulator setup using TrackMan technology. I saw another, I think they call them T-Box Tuesdays.
Okay.
On Instagram, another flyby of a couple holes on a 9-hole course, which is a bit different from your usual. You don't want to do a full 18, you want to do 9, then you want to play long drive competition with your buddies. There you go. There's your best option.
There you go.
Keep they got all the stats that a golfer could ever need. If you want to have them come out and bring a pro with them, maybe do a little golf training session, figure out what you're doing wrong, why your perfect swing always ends up in a far right slice like mine.
It's because I suck.
That's fair. I respect that, as do I.
But most people that suck don't know why they suck. And with The Range, you can figure out exactly why you're bad at golf.
Is that their new tagline? With The Range, you can find out why you suck at golf.
It's not, but if you're a 20-plus handicapper, it's a good incentive. No, you can check them out at @therange_golf on Instagram. Like I said, they got T-Box Tuesday today. They do flybys on their virtual courses. They have...
Taylor Swift golf clubs.
Callback.
Another callback, yeah. But you can check out their rates, their availability, FAQs on therangegolf.com. The tagline is not figure out why you suck at golf. It is see you at the range, which we will very soon.
We will very soon. Also, before we jump any further, I just want to go ahead and say that I think we're viral at this point. We here at Wada Hockey pride ourselves on memes and all types of hockey memes, regular memes, sports memes. And we posted something on Sunday night that just went into a little bit of science about hockey. And nearly 2,000 likes later, couple of new followers. Hello, how are you? We'd love to have you here. I feel like we're going a little bit viral. Does this mean we've made it? I don't know. Is that how this works?
We're at least one step closer.
We made it.
Yeah, I think this is one step closer. Linkin Park. We do have some sad news, though. I hate to put the people, the listeners, on a roller coaster of emotions, but well, not really even sad news. Maybe sad news back into good news. Stephen Johns of the Dallas Stars did, in fact, announce his retirement over this previous weekend. In his, I guess you could say, retirement post, because it was on his Instagram, he basically said that he was having to step away from the game that he loved, and that he was no longer going to let his mentality keep him down, his mental issues that he had kind of been struggling with over the last couple of years stemmed from post-traumatic concussion headaches. That being said, the now former Stars media guru Jeff Totes and Stephen Johns are embarking on a trip across the U.S. where Stephen Johns is rollerblading to raise mental health awareness. So obviously this is a bummer for all Stars fans, but on the bright side, he's taking something that I think really kind of could have gotten the best of him as a human being, and he's turning it into something positive. So what do you guys think about what Stephen Johns is doing? You know, are you excited to see this? Because apparently it's going to be a documentary.
No, I'm very excited to see it. I mean, I appreciate the cause and the reasoning why, you know, mental health is no joke, and I think it's something to be taken serious. And sometimes you just got to take a step back and reevaluate life and what it's really all about. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about number one, and you got to take care of yourself. And it seems like that's what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm.
I certainly appreciate the caution that he's exercised throughout this whole thing in his time coming back from his headaches that he was dealing with. Even last year in the playoffs, he said, "I'm just not comfortable," which for a lot of those guys that are hyper competitive, just taking yourself out of the situation in the interest of your own health is not easy. And a lot of guys probably wouldn't have done that. So major props to Steven for keeping his health top of mind and taking a pretty all around shitty situation and trying to make something good come out of it.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously there are implications from the business side, but that's not something that I really want to discuss right now, just because I think it's much more important to kind of focus on, you know, Stephen Johns and the fact that, you know, he did have to retire at a very young age. I believe he was just 28. So, I mean, the guy definitely had time left, but, you know, thanks to Stephen Johns for what he's done for the franchise. Thanks for what he's done for mental health awareness and what he's doing for the game of hockey, because I think he's bringing a lot of light to dark subjects. So going to be really interesting to see what happens with his journey along the way. I don't think we've seen the last of him with the game. So it'll definitely be something to kind of keep an eye on moving forward. Some pretty awesome news. Our boys over in Allen, the Allen Americans, completed a 3-game sweep. They play 5-game series in the ECHL of the Utah Grizzlies in the first round, and will now move on to face the Fort Wayne Comets, spelled with a K, in the Western Conference Finals. That will begin this Friday and Saturday at the Allen Event Center, and then it will conclude on, I believe, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't quote me, but I believe it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Fort Wayne. Hopefully look for another sweep. As I did mention before, had an amazing time at the Allen Americans watch party at Northside Draft House in Richardson. If you have not been to this place, it's awesome. They have got 50 beers, local and national, on tap. It's a college bar. It's across the street from UTD, which means it's college prices. Nice. Myself, you know, and a couple of other friends.
Dollar doubles.
Yeah.
Get you in $4, trouble.
$4 Jaeger shots. And, I mean, pretty much down from there. Yeah, I know. But the Americans look absolutely stellar. Les Lancaster, our friend, the rightful MVP. MVP in our hearts. 14 on your back, number one in our soul. He got the game-winning goal, the series-winning goal. And as we posted, the now infamous what your microwave sees you looking at what your food sees from outside of the microwave at 3 a.m. Just an absolute sick celebration. Before we kind of jump into a little bit further into the episode, I just want to say thanks to the Allen Americans, their president, Mike Waddle, and all they've done for the show so far. If you guys haven't seen, they did have Wanna Hockey out at the game, the last home game before they went to Utah and swept the Grizzlies. Really looking forward to seeing the relationship between the Allen Americans and Wanna Hockey flourish in the next coming months and hopefully years. You know, we don't plan on going anywhere. The other person that doesn't plan on going anywhere is Garrett. Garrett and Texas Hockey Apparel have absolutely taken the Allen Americans by storm. They are the official outfitter of the Allen Americans. If you have not seen their website, we preach this every week. Check out TexasHockeyApparel.com today. Make sure you get the classic Texas Hockey Apparel black shirt. All three of us have that. We've got the Hug hoodie, which is the gray hoodie with the black sleeves, Patrick's favorite hoodie ever. We've also got the black and green for your Dallas Stars, Texas Hockey Apparel. Now, Vern Fiddler and co are proud owners of the green and black WADA hockey hoodies and shirts. So texashockeyapparel.com and where all social media facets are. We do have some awkward stuff I want to talk about real quick. The NAHL, which we've touched on a little bit, the Wichita Warriors or the Wichita Falls Warriors, the Lone Star Brahmas, now the Amarillo Wranglers have come back on the scene. They're back as a brand new franchise, reborn, the same name. Man. They released their logo today, and my, oh my, this thing is, I don't, Patrick, I'm just going to let you kind of like, I want you to tell me how you feel about it, first and foremost.
It's like if the Texas Tech Red Raider mascot and Yosemite Sam had an illegitimate love child and just threw whatever Texas iconography on there they could think of. That's the only way I can describe it. It's honestly horrible.
I could not have come up with a better description.
Yeah, this is no one of the shit. Was hands down, like, that was poetry, man.
That was poetry. You've got the Texas flag on the cowboy hat, which is not brimmed. It is because the brim is a set of longhorns.
I think the brim is hidden by the longhorns. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have to assume that the brim is there.
Or is it like, the brim is there and it's just like it's your Cadillac, you know, you got the,
oh yeah, yeah,
the horns on it.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the 80-foot Cadillac that they have.
Yeah.
Like from Dallas. We're in oil. Dallas.
We like oil. This thing is absolutely atrocious.
Is that the Desperados logo in there? Like the actual guy.
It might be. Yeah, with like the eye mask. Or maybe what's that 50s Hi-Ho Silver Away? The Lone Ranger?
Yeah,
it looks like
Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Yeah, the Yosemite Sam. That is an absolute perfect description with that giant beard and the mustache.
Yeah.
Don't miss the what looks like, I only can assume, barbed wire wrapped around one of the horns of the longhorn.
There's asymmetry just all over the place in this thing.
I hate it so much. I love the fact that there's more hockey in Texas. That's literally why we started this podcast, to bring awareness to it, to pump the tires for it, to bring more of it. These things are absolutely terrible.
Whoever designed this, if you'd like to come on the show and state your case for why this is good, then you're always welcome, but I think you're going to have a hard time because it's now, not.
I do want to read a quick snippet from the Amarillo Globe News worldwide syndicate. The new logo draws from the original Wranglers logo of the late 1960s and consists of the same font and the incorporation of the longhorn into the design. The Texas flag is included in the new logo. Got it. The artist, right for this, out of Minnesota, who was used, got inspiration from Sutter's photo, Sutter being the president of the team, that is included in his emails to include a large beard on the cowboy. Oh my Jesus. God. You got a person literally as far north as you could go to design a logo for a team in Texas. Oh, man.
Man, I gotta say, the original Wranglers logo that they mentioned is, one, not that bad, but two, I don't know what font we're looking at. If the logo I'm currently looking at on Google is what they drew from, but the font is not the same. It's like,
it looks like West Mesquite. It's, like writing.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. They were the rival. Yeah, you know, I was a Poti Pirate. Duh.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm seeing the same one you guys are seeing. The Wranglers font definitely looks like Yeehaw Incarnate. Now I am seeing some old Wranglers T-shirts that have the longhorn with the W and the almost cursive classic baseball writing behind the W. But again,
I think that's what they're referencing.
Yeah, I agree. This is all, this is Seven Shades of Shit is exactly what this logo is. And lastly, the president, by the way, who is ironically Austin Sutter, finished it up by saying the new logo, or he talks about a little bit more about the guy who designed it. We went with an artist out of Minneapolis, the same artist who has done a lot of sports logos over his career. He came highly recommended from other owners across the league, and several NFL owners even recommended this gentleman. He gave us about four or five different concepts. This is the one they landed on.
I think it was just a mixture of all the concepts, maybe.
Maybe.
They're like, we like the mustache of Pistol Pete, and we like the long horns. We really like that Texas flag on the hat. That's cool. Let's keep that.
Yeah.
And keep then, that. Hey, that Wrangler font, let's go and add that in there, too. So let's go and... Like,
it's bad. And here's the kicker. Bad. Here's the ending.
Do you remember, hold on, really quick. Do you remember in The Office whenever Michael was trying to explain something like why they could be like being cursed? They're like, hey, it's got to have the head of like a deer with like the body of like a monkey or something. Do you know? Do you
remember that scene or
something? I know I'm not quoting it right, but
no, you're fine.
That's exactly what it reminds me of.
But here's my favorite quote of the entire article. Sutter said, "We decided to keep it simple. We decided to keep it clean, sharp, and contemporary." And I think that's how it turned out. Man, I don't know what kind of alcohol that they have gotten Amarillo, but send me some of that shit, because no, there is nothing joke, clean. There's nothing sharp outside of the barbed wire and the horns, or contemporary with this monstrosity of a logo. But you know what? Good for them. They've got a hockey team again, and it's more hockey in Texas.
So guess who's going to be talking about them?
Yeah, it's going to be us.
We're off to a great start.
We can't wait to send them this clip as far as pumping their tires. One more thing before we jump into the interview with Tara from the Glove Drop. The El Paso Rhinos did announce that they are having a partnership with the Mexico Hockey Federation. So that's super exciting.
Nice.
Just means more hockey for people everywhere. If hockey can spread below the border, I think that would be absolutely huge for the sport, for the game. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, what that whole bag is about. Speaking of bags and absolutely sick segues, Jason, tell us a little bit more about these Conway and Banks bags.
Man, they're hella dope. I know if you're looking to replace your moldy old hockey bag with that broken zipper on it, you got to go check out conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. They include removable organizers to keep all your shit organized and keeps everything dry with that waterproof material in those huge vents. Huge vents. My personal favorite feature is the built-in foot mat that keeps my feet dry from all those nasty-ass locker rooms. They come in three colors and three different sizes, so you'll be sure to find one that you love. So go over to conwayandbanks.com and use the code WHATAHOCKEY and get 10% off your order today and get your gear to the rink in style.
Ooh, in style. Well, with that being said, going to jump into this interview with Tara from The Glove Drop. This is our first kind of one-on-one interview, so this is pretty exciting. She's happy. You guys can't see this on camera, but obviously one day we'll film live. If you haven't heard of this gal, you definitely should, especially if you're a hockey fan. She has been on YouTube for years now, I feel like, and she just got past 80,000 views in May. Not a big deal. I'm just going to bring her right in. Tara from The Glove Drop. Tara, how the hell are you today?
What is up, everybody? By everybody, I mean just you.
Yep.
That it's a good one-on-one. I'm great. I'm a little sweaty. We're having a bit of a heat wave here. But you know what? I'm not an Islanders fan, so I am better than a lot of people on Long Island right now.
Yikes. Yeah. Yikes. Speaking of, you were talking about having a heat wave. This podcast is based out of Texas, and what you think is a heat wave is literally our probably 8 a.m., which I get it.
Just listen, man, you're going to chirp me about the weather. You guys get an inch of snow, and it's like, you get caught at call the National Guard.
Yeah. Hey, the icepocalypse canceled ice hockey down here. It was absolutely insane. To be completely fair, that was wild because our power grid apparently couldn't handle the heat being on. And so literally everyone's pipes started busting. And
I don't know what's going on down in Texas, but you got some wily things happening.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Obviously, you have been a fan of hockey. As far as I can remember that I've been following you on social media, have you always been a hockey fan? And if so, kind of, do you remember, like, was it something that you grew up in?
Yeah, actually, I have three brothers. So I feel like this story, it only makes sense. You ever see a little kid who is like watching something or hears a song and they get all emotional?
Yes.
They get sucked.
Every Disney movie.
Yeah. And their eyes widen and it's something. So I have three brothers. And growing up, like, you don't cry. Like, what is crying? Right. Doesn't matter if you're hurt. Like, I went like 3 days with two broken fingers. Didn't even cry about it because I didn't want to get made fun of. So here I am, 4 years old, sitting down, watching hockey. No idea what hockey was. And it's the Stanley Cup Finals. And it's the Rangers playing the Canucks. And the Rangers come up and win. And I remember my dad yelling, like, to my mother, like, God has come. Everybody's bugging out. And I'm seeing on TV the insane, like, overwhelming emotion on the Rangers' part. And then I see the kneeling Canucks players with tears in their eyes. And I felt bad. I got, like, teary-eyed. My older brother calls me out. He's like, Tara's crying. I'm not crying. And I ran upstairs as fast as I could, slammed my door, probably broke it, something. And was screaming so loud at him, like, I'm not crying. I gave myself like a migraine. But and then I was just so captivated at that moment. And then fortunately, like, I'm super lucky to live up here. We got a lake right over behind my house. It freezes over and we played. I grew up playing on that one. And my mom is a gem. And so is my father. And they put me and my two younger brothers in the sport, in hockey.
That's awesome.
And it's the best thing in the entire world.
Could not agree more. I'm bummed out that there's not more hockey, but that's honestly why we're doing this podcast. And that's why we're trying to spread the good word of the most beautiful sport on ice. So obviously
on Earth.
Hockey's on Earth. Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, you're right. On Earth. Doesn't matter if there's knives on our feet or not. So you've been in the sport pretty much your entire life. What was the inspiration behind the glove drop? What got you started?
So I went to Penn State and I was always an athlete. I was a runner. And then after college, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life because I really was only focusing on my sport when I went to college. I didn't care mm-hmm. about my major. I was like, oh, I'm an athlete. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I signed a modeling contract. So I ended up going from after college, I went and I lived in Manhattan for 3 years. And it was great. You know, I got to like meet everybody and do all this crazy fun stuff and go places. And I was doing really well and I enjoyed it. But something always wanted to be in the sports broadcasting side. Mm-hmm. And there was something about it that I didn't like, though. And it seemed to be like the straight rails. Like whenever you see the women in a lot of cases, or these broadcasters before, you know, within the last 2-3 years, it's changed a bit. But before, it was all very tight butthole.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
You're basically told what you're going to say. Like, I couldn't think of another female or of a female broadcaster who wasn't more concerned about herself. And you see from the vibe that I would get is these chicks were doing this and a lot of the times, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of times I would feel that the girl was totally not even into the sport, didn't really have a passion behind it or anything. It was more of a look at me type of thing. Mm-hmm. They were broadcasting with the excitement of that it was all about them. And I didn't really feel too much passion behind it. So I decided to try and make a change. I left New York City. And I joined the Army National Guard.
Oh, wow.
It would pay for me to go to broadcasting school.
Okay. And
my degree was in bio. I didn't have any experience. And these days, you need experience to do anything, but you can't get experience without experience. So I was like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, nothing says sports broadcasting like biology.
Yo, oh my God, kinesiology, what do you know? Yeah. So I go to the National Guard. I'm in there for a bit. I got sick. Fortunately, you won't have to, and probably majority of you guys listeners are male, so you don't have to deal with it. It's called endometriosis. It's pain in the stomach. It sucks ass. So I get discharged, medically discharged. And I hadn't even finished training yet.
Oh, wow. So it was like right at the beginning.
No, I was for about a year.
Okay.
And 9 months or so. But I hadn't, my boot camp got put off. So I was just doing drills on weekends and we'd have to go away for a couple weeks in the summer for National Guard. So I come home and this asshole that I'd been dating was waiting for me to leave to go to basic training, basically. And to then like not to like end things. So I come back, he's gone. I'm like, I am so sad about everything in my life right now. And I was laying in my bed. I was like, fuck the whole entire world. This blows. I don't know what to do. So I met pressed, being a little bitch. And then I went to a Rangers game. That was the first time I got out of my bed in like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. I'd eaten. And my mom was like, you better tell your brothers that you're not going to the game so we can find somebody else. I'm like, fling the bed covers up. I'm like, what are you, high? Like, why am I not going to this game? Like, what would make you think that I would not want to go to this game? And she's like, as if I hadn't just laid in my bed for a week and a half, like a decrepit little fragile piece of but yeah, so I went to the game and I was like, that's it. You know what? I'm doing it. I need to do something in hockey. This is the one thing that I love more than anything. This is the only thing that is untouched by all of the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I had to have another surgery. So I had surgery and I started binge watching Letterkenny. Ended up making buddies with a dude who popped up. He has an apparel brand. So here, no free ads, but here's a free ad. K-Bud Apparel.
Hit the plug.
Yeah, K-Bud Apparel. And it popped up because I'd followed all the Letterkenny people. Popped up in an ad. I clicked on it. I thought it was funny. And then somehow I ended up following him. And we became very close. I would go up to Toronto and see him and stuff. And he was like, yo, did you ever hear about Steve Dangle?
Yeah. Yeah. God. So, aside, real before we dive into that, T's and P's for Pangle, because like he's been having a hell of a postseason.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
well.
I can't imagine that he's doing very well. He's probably hurting big time. Not my fault. I am not a Leafs fan. I get disappointed way before him. But yeah, that freaking sucks for him. But
yeah,
and I was like, I can scream in front of a camera, and you know what? Props on Steve Dangle. That shit is tough. He's been doing it for years. This guy never misses a game. Nope. I miss and screw things up all the time. The guy crushes it. And I was like, you know what? I could do that. And like, you know, you have your podcast here. So you know the process you have to go through to get comfortable speaking on camera, to become the most authentic, genuine version of yourself. Because if you're not, it's very obvious to the audience. And nobody, you know, it's not going to be appealing to that sense. Right. I stopped trying to impress people with whatever and just started being who I was. And
I mean, that's honestly, you miss out on that a lot with people these days, especially with content creators really just being in for it for the money. And this is not just within hockey. This is just throughout the internet in general.
That's what I'm talking about with the female broadcasters mm-hmm. that I had seen, that I would get this vibe. And again, not all female broadcasters. Don't come at me, world. But I would see it and it's like, you're just in this because you want to be like famous or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't give a rat's ass about the sport.
Right. And you see a lot of people, and this is not just with female, but male broadcasters too, branch off and they go into different various ways of broadcasting outside of sports broadcasting, whether it be you know, you have some guys that go into professional wrestling, like Jonathan yeah. Coachman, for example, who was actually in wrestling, went to ESPN and then went back to wrestling, just stuff like that. You see people kind of switching. But so would you say your ultimate goal with the glove drop is to kind of branch out into a different side of quote unquote broadcasting or social media for the
sport? I am broadcasting. I'll tell you that right now. I like to call it analyzing and also being just sharing like the passion and the love for the sport. And I love making people laugh. That's since I was little. And whether I'm making you laugh because you are laughing at my misfortune of being a Rangers fan or laughing at many other things that you could laugh at me about. Or because I said something funny. I love that. I want to do that. That's my passion, right? Almost as much as hockey is. So
that's awesome. It lately, shows. It definitely translates.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. To talk more about hockey, though, you've been posting quite a few videos in the last couple of months on the ice, playing a lot. And how has your progression been in the sport playing wise? And when can we expect you to debut in the NWHL? When's your contract coming?
First of all, I'm dog shit. Second of all, you can expect my debut to be in like two. No, just kidding.
No, I like that. Yeah. Confidence is key.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm
just not good. I'm the same way. I'm very confident that I'm not good.
Listen, I'm here to boost your morale. I'll get your water bottles filled. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm irrelevant on the ice. But in my defense, and I'll defend myself all day, I'm going to make excuses. I am an excuse machine. I can't
help. Hit me with your best one.
No, but so I played, because like I said, growing up, but I quit. Man, I used to be so sensitive, getting all sad all the time. When I was little, I went from private school to public school. And the girls, if you're familiar with the North Shore of Long Island, it can get a little catty. It's very brutal. These bitches started ripping into me about, hockey and stuff. And mm-hmm. I quit. Biggest regret of my life. I have regrets.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've all got regrets.
And I was just 2 years, or when I first started up on the glove drop thing, like I said, I made that buddy up in Canada, and we went, and my dad had gotten me a pair of skates because a few people were like, oh, you should come and skate. Like, you have to skate. You used to play. It's like riding a bike. Bitch, no. It is not like riding a bike.
It's like riding a unicycle on ice.
On fire through hell with, like, it's hard, and your ankles hurt. So I probably was on the ice maybe like 5 or 6 times over the last, 10 times over the last 2 years, just skating poorly, not full gear or playing or anything. Mm-hmm. But then I just went online and I found a few of the local rinks. I was like, let me see if there's a open league or something that I can just show up to. And here's the key. No shame. You cannot have any shame.
Zero.
Zero shame. And that, I put that baby to bed a long time ago. I don't have that anymore. But I'm like, you know what? I can rip it on trick shots. I know what the hell I'm talking about, and I can read the game. So let's do it. And it's crazy because every single time you see, and I do film a lot of it because I like to watch my own progression.
Yeah.
I like to figure out what I'm doing wrong. I want to be like, what is the situation here? And it really is just the basics, the fundamentals. And one of the biggest issues that I'm finding is my height. I'm a very, very tall, mm-hmm. and I'm scrawny. Like the strength, the leg strength, and the ass strength, if you will.
That's fair.
Out there, and the ankle strength. So when I quit playing, I was probably like 5'4", if that. Mm-hmm. And I'm 6'2" on skates now, so. It's really just about building up the muscle, but I'm pretty happy with the progression thus far, I'd say.
Yeah. And honestly, what it really boils down to, and this is something that I said when I skated on this this past Monday, we're recording this on a Thursday. Usually we're on Tuesdays, but mixing it up a little bit, keeping the body guessing. I said it's all downhill from here. The best part of my weeks are when I'm on the ice. Doesn't matter if I play well, if I play poorly, it is the most fun. The community is fantastic. And I think that spans across all states and all continents, all nations.
The hockey vibe that is like that communal, the teammate. And I know you don't, it's so like, whatever, the boys, the whole, the boys thing.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, I am the only girl that goes to these ones, but I get along better with the boys, but even if there were other girls there, it's the same mindset. It's funny. You're messing with one another and you're having a great time. Like, mm-hmm. And most of the guys I play
you'll appreciate this too. We have a lot of girls that we play with down here because the women's hockey circle down here in Dallas is actually phenomenal. Big shout out to D-Town, Marty Turco, ex-Dallas Stars goalie, basically his brewery sponsors them, and he's just really involved with them. But we have a lot of girls that play, and one of our funniest things to say is punch her in the dick.
Because
they're scrappy. We've got a fantastic group of girls. Shout out to Steph's people who can't skate good group, because we have a blast, and the girls that skate with us are fantastic, and the D-Town girls are awesome. Obviously you were talking about the clothing brand that you worked with, K-Bud, or connected with. You've worked with some pretty awesome brands throughout your time on social media so far. Can you tell us a little bit more about that kind of venture, getting connected with them, and how they've helped you kind of grow the channel, per se, a little bit?
Well, so I had gotten into contact with just a few. I saw, you know, the smaller ones. And then once I started posting some pictures, shout out James Chang. He's not only a coach, but he's also a lights out photographer. The guy kills it. He made me look pretty in some of the pictures. So I would brands, and then all of a sudden my DMs were blowing up. I felt pretty friggin' cool. But here's the thing. If you're doing YouTube videos, you can't make yourself look that different in the pictures, because it's all going to get funny. Like, you got to look the way that you look. So, I've been very, very fortunate, which is also too, not just getting to work with such great brands, but it also gives you the opportunity to expand your audience
absolutely.
In a huge way. And it also gives you an opportunity to build relationships with more people in the hockey community, because the passion is there across the board, especially I find it in the people who venture off and create their own hockey brands and companies.
Yeah, I think it just shows how strong the passion is, and how people are like, you know what, I love this sport so much that I want my life to revolve around it, even financially. Like, kudos to everyone that wants, if you haven't started the brand and you're thinking about it, do it. Huge shout out to my buddy Garrett for Texas Hockey Apparel. He's a great supporter.
I'm talking with him, dude. That guy is
absolute stellar guy. 100% beauty inside and out. Beautiful soul. Huge shout out to him too, because his shirt was on Barstool and Spittin' Chiclets for that trick shot that the guy's name misses me, but
no trick shots on Spittin' Chiclets where they are hitting Pink Whitney's are as good as my Pink Whitney trick shots. I'm saying that right now. And
the gauntlet is laid.
That's the call out. That's Ryan Whitney. Hit the bottle cap off of the top of a Pink Whitney.
Yeah, the gauntlet has been laid. The bar has been set high. Would you say, if that's not, what is or what has been the most memorable moment for you and the glove drop so far, you could say?
That wasn't a memorable moment. I just felt, I just was like, "Ooh, damn. Can't do that again, but I got it on camera. Let's go on to the next one." But with the glove drop, I did get a chance to go. I went up to Canada quite a few times, and I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame, and I teared up again, like a soft little girl. And I loved
nothing
it.
Wrong
I
with it.
On the cup, I teared, and it was amazing. And I had the opportunity to go to a few Leafs games.
How is that? I mean, I imagine that's got to be like one of the most sensational feelings, just because even though they are one of the saddest fan bases, not just in hockey, but in the entire sports world, they eat, sleep, and breathe Leafs hockey.
Yeah, you ready for this?
Hit me.
It friggin' sucks in the arena.
Really?
It's all just a bunch of business suits leaving before the end of the second. It's brutal. It's such an injustice to the Leafs fan base, because the tickets supposedly are unreal expensive. And these diehard fans aren't going, so it's just a bunch of businessmen with a hockey stick up their ass, or I don't even know. They just there is no comparing it to MSG. And they're both always competing for being the most largest fan base and most money making franchises.
Right.
But MSG blows it out of the water.
That's on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, here I have a question.
Okay.
What the actual fuck was the guy on who decided to make Hall & Oates their goal song?
Don't even get me started on goal songs, because I'm going to bring up Nashville with Tim McGraw. I like it. I love it. And then say country music doesn't belong in a hockey arena like that, no matter what. And I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I have gone publicly multiple times saying that I have a disdain for country music. So that being said, I don't know. I do love Hall & Oates, as any American should, but I don't know how that gets you pumped after a goal. Same reason why I ask, like, what would you want to two-step after scoring a hockey goal? Because I sure don't. But yes, I don't know what's behind that. That being said, Madison Square Garden is probably one of the top two on my bucket list. I've been very fortunate to be at, in Boston at a home game, TD Garden, and then obviously in Chicago. Both houses were absolutely rocking. It was
unreal.
You went to
Chicago too?
I did. I was very fortunate. It was during the Cubs World Series run while the Cubs were in the Chicago or in Wrigley. And so the only reason we got tickets for the amount that we did, which was $35 a piece, standing room only, was because the World Series was going on at the same time. And most people in the arena were watching their phones because the Cubs were in the World Series. So that's how diehard.
I don't care about baseball.
I didn't care about it either. Obviously, it was cool to be in the city while the World Series was in Wrigley. But huge shout out to for them, because it made the tickets cheaper. Fun fact, if you want to go to a Stars game down here, at most times when it's full capacity up in the nosebleeds, we're talking like $8 to $16 a ticket plus fees.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. This is a hockey mecca, and it's because it's affordable.
I do love Jamie Benn.
I
haven't forgiven you guys yet, because you got Matt Zuccarello and you broke his arm in the first 35 seconds of having him, and that's why you guys can't have nice things. So,
well, I mean, in our defense, he did come back and helped us into the second round against the Blues, which obviously didn't work out for us. Jordan Bennington, I'll hate you forever. You always look nervous to me, but
yeah. My God, what, that was good.
I can't stand the guy. All the best to Matt Zuccarello. I think that's a common bond. Ked, shout out to the Morning Skate. Ked, he is a Rangers fan and a Zuccarello stan as well as I am now. The guy looks like that, just the most joyous hobbit you ever did see. He's never not smiling.
Mouth over there. That kid is having a blasty blast, and he was blowing it up this past season too.
He played fantastic.
He was dropping apples like. Guy was a freaking orchard. It was unbelievable.
I mean, when you've got the Kirill the Thrill on the same team, I mean, it's hard not to be successful with him. But to kind of bring it back towards the glove drop, and you know, speaking of Matt Zuccarello, maybe this is a good question. Maybe this is the answer. What is your dream guest on the glove drop?
Oh shit! Artemi Panarin. But two problems. Bread, man. One, he probably would be too cool. No, just kidding. He doesn't speak English very well. But if I could have anybody on, I would want Panarin on. That guy is supposed to be a riot.
I can imagine. I mean, the guy basically told Putin to fuck off and was brave enough to say so. Anyone that can do that, that's Russian. Kudos, my friend.
I mean, I'll take a bullet. I don't really care. Put a target on my back. But if I could have Panarin on my quote-unquote show. But yeah, just the way that the team and the coaches and everybody is when they talk about him, and him in general too, because he's jokes about it. We wouldn't get anything done because I'd be laughing in Russian, but it would be fantastic. Him or Lafreniere, because I've never seen anybody so happy to be there.
I mean, that's literally me when I wake. Just happy to be here. Having a good time. Okay, so then let me ask, what's the message, I guess, you want to send to people that are maybe in the same position that you were when you started, and you were just like, you know what, I'm tired of seeing the same shit on ESPN, on Sportsnet, whatever, Bally Sports, get fucked, Bally Sports, we still can't watch you on streaming services.
You know what that is?
It's a whole different spiel. It's just another sports network. What's your message for someone that might be in the same position that you were before you started the glove drop, or that just wants to start content for any specific sport, maybe just not hockey?
You have to trust the process. Like I said, it took quite a while to get to a position where I can plop down in front of the camera and talk as if I'm talking to, as if I'm talking to anybody. And it is a process. You have to work through it. And I think, it didn't help that I would sit in front of the mirror and put a bunch of makeup on my face, staring at my face for 30 minutes. And I'm like, I hate you already, Darren. But it's true. Like, do it, but don't do it if you don't have a passion, because you're going to hate it and you're not going to do it. You're going to quit.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Cause yeah, same.
You have to have it. It's a ton of work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can bring you to your knees. There have been times I've lost full videos. I've cried over this stuff and been,
oh God. Yeah.
And you know, and it's going to take a while to build, but when you put content out and you love it and you see yourself growing and you see yourself not just growing your audience, but also growing in as a person, mm-hmm. you gain a much better understanding of who you really are when you when you are presenting something that you do care about and you do like love. And also, yeah, you're not gonna wait like the way your voice sounds at first, but
fun fact, since you did say that, God bless Patrick. He is our producer for Wada Hockey. This has always been a thing of mine. I have never gone back and listened to a single thing that we've done. I was very fortunate to work at the minor league ECHL affiliate for the Wild last night, the On Americans. I went back and had to repost one of the videos that I did, and it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. I cannot stand seeing myself after I've done something. So I'm with you on that. You have to get used to it.
It'll build up your self-esteem, or it'll build up your, maybe not your self-esteem, because there are some times when I'm like, Tara, you're an old bitch who can't skate. And these 22, 23-year-old boys are ripping circles around you and also beating you in chirp-offs. but you're going to build confidence in your, and you're going to build this is going to sound so...
Just let it fly.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, how do I put it? I don't know. You learn yourself. You explore yourself. You learn a lot about yourself and who you really are. And you get way more comfortable in your own skin. But yeah, when you first start, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm fucking the worst thing ever. You gave me the ugly, Mom. Like, what is
I'm a no talent hack and I hate everything that I do.
I'm an old bitch who can't skate.
Okay.
With an accent.
Speaking of bullshit, it's endearing and everyone loves it. That being said, we're going to transition over to kind of quote unquote current events. You are a Rangers fan, as you have stated already. Go Rangers go, which is kind of funny because we're in Texas and we're the Texas Rangers. So
you're wrong. You can't say go Rangers go. I'm going to stop.
I've never been to a Rangers game. Tell me what I have to say.
Get your ass up to New York and it's let's go Rangers.
Okay, let's go Rangers. That being said, I am a Stars fan. Notable. Everyone knows this. Neither of our teams made it to the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm sorry to bring up the sad topic, but how have you enjoyed the Cup playoffs so far, being kind of an outside bystander? I've seen you wearing Bruins shirts. They did not win last night. We don't have to talk about that, but how has...
I'm not a Bruins fan. Okay. I have a Brad Marchand t-shirt. Because I hate his guts, but I like respect the shit out of him. And
I love him.
I was wearing it today out of respect for, you know,
yourself.
I actually hate Tom Wilson so very, very much.
Notably, I've seen the jersey. Fuck Tom Wilson.
Oh, I'm going to wear that tonight. I got a game later. I'm going to pop that bit. Everybody seems to love it. I should just market these. Fuck making YouTube videos. I'm selling Fuck Tom Wilson t-shirts. I'm going to make millions.
Yeah.
But I was really, really happy to see that the Bruins were able to send him the home. Because fuck that guy so much. I hate him.
Agree. And oh, I think everyone hates him more because he's one of those guys where he's trash, but if he were available, he would be an asset to any team that he would be on.
Nope.
That's what sucks.
I would rather take
Ryan Reeves.
Literally anyone. Jack Johnson, he can come back over Tom.
Oh god, don't. No, I'd rather have Jack Johnson that sings Flake or Bubbly Toes than the actual Jack Johnson, the hockey player.
Yep, but over Tom Wilson, I'll take like a half-eaten ice cream sandwich.
Okay, fair. Happy. I need you to make a t-shirt that has Tom Wilson's face and a half eaten ice cream sandwich with the greater side facing the half-eaten ice cream sandwich.
Absolutely. I mean, I already made that Yearsy, but the thing with him is he's not even very good. And everybody's like, no, he's great. I'm like, listen, you can't be a pest like Marshan and pull that stuff and put up half the numbers. Mm-hmm. You got to put up huge numbers to act the way that Marshan acts. Mm-hmm. Tom Wilson doesn't act like Marshan acts. He acts like a dumbass. Mm-hmm. He's not being a pest. He's not getting in anybody's face. He's literally got crazy eyes. He's like a psycho ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Who pulls hair? Only bitches pull hair.
That's fair.
He pulls hair. So as far as I'm concerned, and I've said this before, I would love somebody to get his balls out of his wife's purse and dangle them from the rafters of Madison Square Garden.
That was beautiful. Thank you. what's your prediction for the rest of the playoffs? Do you think Tampa is just going to actually run ruckshot on everybody? Like, no. I think everyone assumed it was going to be Colorado, and then Vegas has kind of exposed in the last couple games. So, you know, here we go. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm actually pretty shocked with how well Montreal's doing.
Oh God. Wouldn't it be beautiful if they could actually pull off the miracle?
Not going to happen. No chance. here's the thing. The New York Islanders are not as, and when I looked at the, when I'm looking at them playing against Boston, they're not as experienced in, at least in the net, in the postseason. Right. And the skill level that Boston has, I think, is more so than the Islanders. But mm-hmm. the Islanders are unwilling to lose. They are refusing to, and it's working. They're not being able to be beat. I mean, that game last night was that was so embarrassing for Boston. I do think that the Islanders are going to put up a huge challenge for Tampa. That's what
I hope with everything in my being that the Islanders take down Tampa Bay. I hate Tampa Bay. Kudos to, I believe it was Trocheck, who said it. I could be wrong, for the Hurricanes that came out and said, we got beat by a team that's $18 million over the salary cap. So it's
true. You know what? Yeah. Actually, I didn't even get mad about that yet. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, you should be.
And then Stam, like, he comes back and it's like, he never left. Okay. But you had the opportunity to build up the rest of your team too. And then you get a free pass. Mm-hmm. And your ass is Stamkos?
Mm-hmm. And Kucherov is a dirty player. I don't care what anyone says. Go look at the things that he does. He clips. He slew foots. He is a dirty player. And Fat Maroon. That's all I have to say. I hate Fat Maroon.
Oh, my God. I love nicknames for players. I call him Acne McDavid.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. But not to dive too far out of what's going on with your content and creating, I do want to ask you a couple of personal questions.
Oh, shit.
When it comes to the rink, what is your pump-up music? Because you said you have a hockey game tonight, or you're skating tonight. What is the music that's going to be blaring on the way?
Oh man, I got it. It's called Bangers 21. It's the playlist. And the boys, there's a few that work there too, so they're playing shit all over the rink, and we're there for hours. No Interruption. That's a hot jam.
Okay.
In fact, let's pull it up here. I do love that. That one's might be it. Oh, and that song Adderall.
And are you talking about the Bangers 21 on Spotify?
I made these. This is a custom my Bangers.
Oh, this is a glove drop exclusive. I like.
Yeah, here, this so is, here, Bangers 21. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah, I got, hit me with the first one. This is a Wada Hockey first. We're hearing actual music being played.
So you want me to actually play the hot jam?
Anything you want to actually, anything you want to say, we probably can't play it because we'll probably end up getting sued.
I'll shut it down, which is.
Yeah. Welcome to this.
I'm just trying to share music with the world. Come on.
while you're looking that up.
Like a lot of that, like, I'm a hood rat. I'm a G.
Fair enough. I mean, I grew up in a city called Garland that we call the G because it brings us more street cred.
So a word. A word. I also like, yeah, this is all just filthy trap music because I like to just get it fired up that way.
Respect. I respect the game, and the music game and the actual hockey game. So, okay, this one's one that we always ask. I like to ask this to most of the guests that we've had on. I don't know when it started specifically, but it always brings up some conversation. There's a glove drop movie coming out.
Wait, is there?
You're the main character. Hollywood is casting you. Outside of yourself, obviously you would love to play yourself, but outside of you.
Every day, buddy.
who is cast as Tara from the glove drop in the biopic?
Margot Robbie. She's got blonde hair and she loves the Rangers and she's mad aged and they always cast up.
Okay, that was a very confident answer. I think one of the best ones we've had so far. Not to take away from anyone else that we've had, but that was a phenomenal answer.
I don't care.
I will say this much too. This is actually the last question I have for you. Have you ever been in the South? Have you ever been to Texas?
No, but it's definitely on the list. I like meat.
All right, that's literally all we do down here.
I really enjoy food, especially huge amounts of meat and steak. Yes. And I want to get down there too. Is Tyler Seguin back playing? I'll go when he's back playing. I'll give you something.
He is back. He played a couple of games and he dropped his new cologne called like Sexy or something by Seguin.
Is it called the Pussy Flare?
Yeah, I mean, it literally
down on the Instagrams. Remember, they'd be like, you like send a snap of like where you're going.
Yeah,
city you're gonna be in next. Pussy Flare.
I may have written an article just based on the stuff that he was doing when he was injured, because he did like a cologne ad, and then he was doing something for, I don't want to say it was Pure Hockey, but like hockey shot training or something like that, where it was like a Tyler Seguin exclusive balance board with one of his tattoos on it. Absolutely cringeworthy for like four easy payments of $69.99 naturally.
And you can get kicked off your team. Yo, that guy's got lizard teeth, but he's a great player. But I would.
He is a great player. I cannot wait to see him come back next year, healthy. Plan a trip down to Texas. We'll go to a Stars game. We've got an ECHL team down here, the Americans, which are an amazing team to watch that we can go to. And then we have just massive amounts of barbecue.
And we go to Whataburger because I didn't even know that was a thing until probably like 3 months ago.
You're catering to our audience and our namesake, and abso-fucking-lutely we can go to Whataburger. You will see the light and you will see why it's so much better than In-N-Out or White Castle or any other burger chain that's outside of one single state. You'll understand why there's such an obsession with it, especially if you like spice, because there's a spicy ketchup that they make specially for Whataburger. Chef's kiss. So, well, let us know how we can find you on social media and on your YouTube channel. What are your links? You can
find me in the streets listening to trap music, bending my ankles. But also, you're going to have to get up to New York if you want to find me. So you're going to have to come up to New York City. I am on all social media. You can't miss me. I'm the less attractive version of Margot Robbie, which is what somebody told me. That's why I picked her.
God.
Or they said that I looked like the guy from Jay and Silent Bob, the blonde one. But that being said, you can go choose for yourself and you can make your own decision. It's called The Glove Drop. I've got that on Instagram and Twitter at The Glove Drop. And then my YouTube channel is called The Glove Drop. If you go, definitely hit subscribe if you like it. And I'm trying to get my feelers out there and see, you know, get the audience more involved.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, get some input. What do you guys can let me know what you want to see. No OnlyFans, none of that. No feet,
it's
no
just
shit.
So weird.
But yeah, like I said, I'm just love the hockey community, so it's always
excellent.
Fun.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for taking some time out of your day before playing some puck tonight. At The Glove Drop, check her out on social media and on YouTube. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's been great.
Awesome.
Also, let's go Rangers. Sorry.
Same, but Texas Rangers.
And fuck Tom Wilson. We'll leave it at that.
And thanks again to Tara from The Glove Drop.
Bye, Tara. It was fun.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for coming. Again, like she said, check her out at The Glove Drop on YouTube, on Twitter, on Dasher, on Dancer, and on Instagram. She is an entertaining human being, to say the least. But that's really all we have. As usual, we'll round it out with a Razorism of the Week. Patrick, if you want to hit us with that sweet, sweet Stephen Johns goal celebration.
Serious battle there. It comes into the middle of the rink. Grabbed by Brodin. Worked it left wing side. Niederreiter turned it over. Lots of room. Stephen Johns. Last one, he scores!
Weapons grade slapper.
Full possession. Don't get the puck in deep. Stephen Johns steps up.
I'm gonna miss Stephen Johns. He has one thing on his mind. He's got room. He's got space. Don't pass it late. Knows exactly where he wants to put it. Goes to the short side on Stalock. Just
above that glove. And he unloaded on this one.
Went less for comedy on this one and more just a shout out Stephen Johns.
Yes.
We'll miss you, buddy.
We will absolutely miss you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for mental health awareness. Well, boys, that's another episode in the books. You know what I'm doing. I'm going to hit you with the right. I'm going to kick it over to Jason this week.
What? Stay moist, y'all.
Ooh-wee.
Nice. Stay sassy.
And as always, don't you ever, for any reason whatsoever, even if someone pays you some money, forget your karma tattoos.
How much money is too much, though?
Nice.
Never know.
Yeah.